bandwidth. We don't need no stinking bandwidth.
Goose! Goosey!
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass. For a sweaty butt crack is always welcome. Here, I'm in my car, and I'm going to open up another window here so I don't boil. It's a nice balmy 91 degrees. It's about 2 minutes till 6. And I'm just about to exit 405. Excuse me. Having my Diet Pepsi for the road. Boy, I don't know what exactly I wanted to talk about today. I tried the podcatcher on a stick software, and I'm gonna freaking run over this truck. What the hell is this? There's like a honey wagon in front of me that's like on a semi-flatbed or something. God. Is he going up the interstate? Oh, jeez, he's going up the interstate. What's he doing? There's two guys in the cab. What a bunch of assholes. They pulled out right in front of me. I forgot what I was going to talk about today. Alright, they're letting me go. Okay, I tried the podcast, Podcatcher on a stick. And, seemed to work kind of okay. I don't have a USB 2 system, I have a USB less than 2 system, and, one of the things it likes to do with the little stick drive is crap out on it. It downloaded everything just fine. It actually downloaded more things than I wanted to, but hey, I went ahead and just deleted those, and now that I've got it in my history, I don't need to worry about it. I wonder if I could create a feed. Here's an idea. Here's an idea to use Podcatcher on a stick with, let's say, Doppler or, I don't know, one of these other Podcatchers, one of these aggregators. What if you could take and throw this baby into your USB port, run your Podcatcher, and then have it pick up the feed of the content that's already been downloaded on your computer? One, it'll save you the bandwidth, and it should speed up the transfer because it's coming right off of your hard drive versus the network out there. I wonder if I could do that. I wonder how. I'd have to create an RF, have a PHP file on my computer that compiled an RSS feed. I am not that familiar with how to create an RSS feed, but I'm sure I could figure it out in a Saturday afternoon. One of the things I messed with a while back was trying to read an RSS feed or XML file, and I didn't have very good luck. I was using some PHP scripts, and, you know, it just didn't snap with me. I could get some things off of the file, but not everything. So, but that's a hell of an idea. If you could go ahead and hit your own hard drive versus the network, I'll have to go through the forums and see if that's been listed up there yet. More than likely, somebody's already running like a Doppler or whatever you call it on their system, and all you need to do is transfer those files over to your hard drive. That's or from your hard drive to your stick. One of the problems that I've had in the past is having to go out there and search your hard drive for stuff that you haven't listened to yet. And changing lanes here. Stuff you haven't listened to yet, and stuff that is you know, downloaded recently. I always have a problem with it either. Change lanes again here. Either I just plain missed the feed, didn't listen to it, because it was something that came in between downloads, and it came in on a day that I didn't upload anything to my MUVO, or I couldn't fit it on one particular day. So, anyway, that's about all I got to say about that. Still dealing with the rash on my head and on my side of my head and chin and whatever else. I think it's getting better. I need to apply some more of that Benadryl, whatever you call it, stuff to dry it, benzoyl peroxide. I really don't know what the hell happened other than I worked pretty damn hard and sweated a lot. I think I might have actually had a fever one day, so that might be what was going on. I actually had a fever and had problems like that. Gosh, what's today? The 13th of July. About halfway through summer, folks, and I'm getting sick of driving in the heat. It's about 90 degrees today. Got my back window open so that you can hear what I'm talking about into the device here today. Went in a little early today to work. Didn't help me any. But, I don't know if I'll do that again tomorrow. I just woke up about 4:30 or 5 o'clock and just getting back to sleep. And hell with it. Let's get up and get going. So I did that. Boy, I tell you what, I was out sweating on the shop floor all day today. And started peeling up from my sunburn, so we'll have to see what my wife has to say about that when I get home. Hopefully she'll take some of that dead skin off. It's really been itching a lot lately with the sweating and the heat and that. Looks like they're going to tear down a bridge or an overpass here on the interstate. I don't know why they do that, because down the road they are working on putting one up. Going with a different bit rate today. Not sure what the hell it is. All right, exit 413, or sorry, mile marker 413. Hoping to get a little bit better quality, get some of the crackling pops and snaps out of the recording. Don't know if this is going to do it, but one thing that it is going to do is it's going to run out of memory a lot sooner than it has before. If anybody's got a memory stick for a pocket PC at Toshiba, why don't you go ahead and send me an email if you're not using it, and pass along. I sure could use it. I could use that to for some memory on this baby, so I can go ahead and record. Pretty expensive in the stores for what I'm looking for. Boy, what else? Haven't been watching the news. I don't know what's been going on. I haven't really listened to any news-type podcasts. I listened to Catholic Insider today on the way into work. Some of the Harry Potter podcast that Roderick has put together. Very interesting. Sweating with the Rest of Us. This is Audio On Demand on I-80.